You're listening to SBS News. New evidence collected at the crash site and data gathered from satellite tracking has seen Canada and the United States follow other countries in grounding the Boeing 737 MAX. Canada's Transport Minister, Marc Garneau, says his staff compared satellite tracking data from the Ethiopian Airlines crash with data from last October's fatal accident in Indonesia that also involved a Boeing 737 MAX.
My experts have looked at this and compared it to the flight that occurred with Lion Air 6 months ago in October. And there are, and I hasten to say, not conclusive, but there are similarities that sort of exceed a certain threshold in our minds with respect to the possible cause of what happened in Ethiopia. This is not conclusive, but it is something that points possibly in that direction, and at this point we feel that that threshold has been crossed, and that is why we are taking these measures.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the planes will stay on the ground until Boeing comes up with a solution.
Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Our hearts go out to all of those who lost loved ones, to their friends, to their families in both the Ethiopian and the Lion Airlines crashes.
The chief executive of Ethiopian Airlines, Tewold Gabrimarian, says keeping the aircraft out of the skies is the right thing to do while the investigation progresses.
For us, it was appropriate in the extreme precaution of safety that we had to ground the airplanes. So we did immediately on Sunday. I recommend that is the right thing to do, because safety, as we all know, and as it should be the first, and extreme precaution should be taken.
Airlines around the world have ordered more than 5,000 of the MAX model from Boeing. Editor-in-Chief of Air Transport World, Karen Walker, says until the flight data and cockpit voice recorders are examined, it's hard to know how Boeing will be affected in the long term.
The next steps are, in terms of sort of just how bad is it for Boeing, will be knowing, you know, getting some of that information. It's clearly critical now. Okay. How long is are the planes grounded? If there is a system problem with the aircraft, what is it? How big is it? If it's a small software fix, that's one thing. If it's something larger, does it cause production delays? Therefore, would there be large compensations payments due to those airlines that have, you know, can no longer get revenue out of those MAXes?
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.